Hi there, it's Alexis from Wild Blue Yonder Meditations, and I wanted to let you know that there's now a subscription option for listeners. When you become a paid member of my podcast, each week you'll get access to exclusive meditations and contemplations that cover curated themes, all ad-free. Signing up is easy. Visit tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. That's tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. And don't forget to opt in to receive emails from the creator, that's me, so I can keep you informed on the latest episodes. You can also check out the link in my profile wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry. There will still be free contemplations and meditations each week. Just make sure to like and subscribe to Wild Blue Yonder Meditations wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks in advance for your support, and I look forward to practicing with you. I'm Alexis, and this is your weekly contemplation. If you were to associate a color with clarity, what color would it be? You might think me mad, but I think the color ink, a specific shade of black, is a perfect representation for clarity. When we're in the midst of seeking clarity, we're usually in the dark in some fashion. We're missing information we feel we need to make the right choice. We're plunging the depths of our soul to understand what it is we truly want. Sometimes we're literally kept awake at night in the darkness, pondering our predicament and worrying about the final outcome. All of this is the opposite of clarity, true. But ink, the color and the writing object, has been used for thousands of years to create clarity. Where once we might have misinterpreted the thoughts of another, with a simple letter, we now understand what they're thinking and feeling. The advent of the Gutenberg Bible brought about the widespread printing of words, offering people clarity of a new kind, literacy. In seeking clarity for ourselves, we can learn from others through all forms of writings, which, it's of note, still primarily appears in ink black, whether in a book or in an email. We can also spend time writing down our thoughts, organizing them, and creating a visual representation of what's at stake. Thus, ink seems like the perfect representative of clarity, as it's the color we must wade through and harness in order to find the answers we seek. With clarity as the theme for this contemplation, I invite you to notice if there's an aspect of your life that seems shrouded in ink. As you move through your week, notice what practices will help you get closer to the answers you seek, allowing that color to fade from your life. I'm Alexis, and this is your weekly contemplation.